Welcome back to the show, live at Bridgestone Arena. We already got Terry Crisp cracking jokes over here.
I got my chuckle face on.
He has. That's what he's got.
You know, my chuckle face on.
And here's the thing, Crispy. It is so good to have you back, Crispy. Brought to you by the Highland Group, and the Highland Group is donating $100 for every Preds win to the Predators 365 Foundation. Crispy.
I hate when he starts like this. He's loading up.
I was not worried about the Predators and how they played the first two games of the season. Because I figured, you know, they just didn't play very well. You know, but then I really liked how they played the first period against Philadelphia. I did not like how they played the second or third period against Philadelphia. And I think if Philadelphia's coach didn't screw up the game, which he did by challenging, you know, then who knows where we are with the Preds right now? I know it's only three games. I know it's October. But what should I feel about this hockey team right now?
You should feel exactly what the GM just told us about Nissan taking the team over there. Coach Laviolette took him over there today, took him to Nissan, and Floyd said he watched them, and they did a three-minute drill. I love it, GM. I love it. Nice going, buddy.
That's great.
Nice going. You know what? And I hate the cliche, but it is early in the season. And some of the guys still have a bit of a hangover from the summer and from what they do. What the biggest thing that we have to learn is that nobody's impressed with our last year's record except us. We're the most impressed people because we went through it, lived it, and got it, and did what we had to do. You think the other teams are saying, oh, we don't stand a chance again? No. If I'm coaching against us, something, you know what? These guys are the second best team in the league last year. They went to the finals. They're a good hockey team, boys. Strap the skates on. Get ready. We're in for a battle. And we're not going to surprise any more teams this year. They're going to come at us full bore, as we've seen already. They're coming at us. Boston, Pittsburgh, the other night, Philly. So we better get ready for it. And we keep saying speed. We're a speed team. We said, we are a speed team. But you got to use the speed like we used to use it, on the forecheck. I have yet to see our team go into the forecheck. The other night, I seen two units.
A forecheck was terrible the other night.
Go into it. Two units, I was going to say, had two shifts where they just totally bottled them up. Wouldn't let them out, wouldn't let them have the puck, circle them, did it. Smitty's unit was one of them, and probably Bonino's unit was probably the other one that did it. They got to get back to being pests. Speed. Speed getting to the puck first. Speed getting to the man first. Speed cutting off the play around the boards. That's what speed comes in. It's not just straightaway down the stretch speed.
What have you liked that you've seen from the Predators so far through three games?
I like what Bonino's been doing. I like his unit. I've seen what they're doing out there. And after that, I'm looking to see probably the resilience in Boston when they got a power play mid-happen. The other night, the resilience. But we keep using that word resilience. And we are a resilient team. We have been over the last few years with Lav and them doing it. And Trotsky, for that matter. But you don't want to keep having to be a resilient team. It's not a habit you'll want to have to get into, GM. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'd sooner be the other team trying to catch us at the end of the game.
What you mentioned it a few minutes ago, you make it to the finals, which everybody's fighting to do. Then you've got the short off season, and nobody, you know, has really been through the short off season, and now you're jumping right back in the middle of it. And where how do you balance? You've been through this before. How do you balance, you know, the short off season and the need to be inspired, to be intense, to go out and play, even though you may not mentally be as rested as you were in other off seasons?
Here's the coach's dilemma is this. Every coach for every team, you have to put a system in place. I don't care what sport you, football, hockey, whatever. You have to have a system in place. So most of the guys know the system coming back. Most of the guys know Coach Lav and his staff what they want. What you'll see now, and probably they're doing it, is they're having more one-on-one meetings with players than they are with a total team meeting, because this is what you're trying to strive. You're trying to get some of the youngsters going, get them going, and your veterans who are maybe a little slow start. You call them and say, hey, listen, we need you. I know it's been a long season. I know you had a short summer, but we got to have you going. We got to have you coming out of the gate leading these guys. And I think you'll quietly hear a lot of those meetings in the first 10 games.
Who of the young or new, you know, trades, maybe older guys, have you been really impressed with? Not necessarily because they're playing great, because it's too early to really tell.
Hartnell.
But just
Scotty Hartnell. Yeah. Why? Because I have a love for him from when he was here. We named him Bull, the young baby Bull. Now he's an older Bull. But he has come back. He's probably since Hornquist left us, he's the first one I've seen come back that goes religiously to the front of the net with a purpose, religiously with a purpose to stay there, takes the beating. What's he do the other night? Gets two goals, the big one. How? By staying there. I'm impressed with the way Scott Hartnell is playing right now. I like the young kid the other night, but again, he's 19. Who knows where it's going to end up with young Gerard or whatever, but you can see he's got hockey sense, and that's a nice sign.
Terry Crisp is our guest right here, ESPN 102.5 The Game. Preds taking on the Stars tonight at 7 o'clock, which you can hear right here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. So I made two assumptions about this Predators team throughout the course of the year, like two season assumptions, but I know it's three games. So my first assumption is I think Craig Smith is going to get back on track this year. You know, he was always kind of a steady player the first couple years, and then last year kind of nosedived a little bit. I think he gets back on track this year. The second assumption I made is I think the young kids offensively, Fiala and Pontus Aberg and those guys, are going to pick up for James Neal's productivity. How do you feel right now after three games of hockey about those two assumptions?
I like the assumption about Craig Smith. I watched Smitty. I'm one of his strongest supporters. From day one, I've liked him. This kid has speed. He used to go to the front. He got a shot second to none when he used that snapshot, the quick one off the stick. He's got second to none.
Scored on that the other night.
And that's how he has to play. He's got to play with a bit of an edge to him because he has speed, but he's got to have the speed to get there first. He's got to be willing to get to the puck first, go to the corner first, willing to take a hit first to do it. That's how he used to play, and he used to dominate. They couldn't catch him going around the boards, in the corners, whatever. He's got to get back to that. And I also remember him arriving in front of the net and picking up a lot of rebounds because it was there. He had the quickness, the speed to get there and do it. That's his game, and he's got to do it. He's got to get back to doing it, and I could see signs of that. The other night, he snapped one. He took off a few times with speed. You have the speed and almost speed. The almost speed, you don't get there. The speed gets you there. Smitty's got to do it. And when the puck's on his stick, don't go looking for somebody else. You're better than most of them at the shot. Take the shot. Let them take the deflection of the rebound.
We're going through another year of a change in leadership. I'm not sure it's as big a change, but it might be. I just don't know. In your mind, are we going to go through a little adjustment period here until we really get a feel for the leadership and the leadership group and the captain and whatever else?
No. Should be no slough off whatsoever. When Mike Fisher was our captain, when Fitzgerald, Johnson go back, there was no letdown in that area. The guys know when the guy puts the C on and he has it, that the coaching staff, they've done their homework. I've never been on a team yet where I've had a captain that had the C that I thought, bad choice. This guy's not a leader. He shouldn't be on our whatever. Mm-hmm. And Yossi was as good a choice. We couldn't go wrong, in my estimation, on our choice of captain. We lost a good one, Mike Fisher. He's gone. Yossi or Ellis was going to fit the bill perfectly, and they did the right thing, made them captain and associate captain. So, no, well, that's not going to do it a bit at all. Where you might see a little difference is the approach towards a player. Like some captains, a little gruffer. Other captains, a little smoother, come in, whatever. That'll be about the only thing you see.
I'll be done. Good.
Terry Crisp with us right here, ESPN 102.5 The Game. What can we take away from the early part of the season? I mean, last year the Preds didn't look great in October, and it obviously didn't matter in the long run. So for especially for a lot of the new fans that kind of picked up on this team last year, early in the season, what should they be looking for? What should we be looking for?
You know, I want to get back to it. I do each opening we Preds Live, and I'd say those three things to know tonight. And I was doing this morning, sitting there and having my coffee, going over it, and I said, you know what? The biggest thing I've noticed in the first three games is – and I laugh at this because people always go by me and say, hey, Crispy, head on a swivel. Hey, coach, head on a swivel. That's been my mantra for like 20 years now, that when I was a coach. Well, think about it. The goals that have been scored against and what's happening. You know the biggest play now? The alley-oop. They get the puck, and way up in the air, down into the neutral zone, the guys are taking off, and they're going. Or the long bomb. Come around your net because there's no red line anymore. They just fire the puck, either up the boards or up the middle. They're going on the attack. You know there's a man coming late. Have your head in a swivel. If you're out there, watch for the guy's alley-ooping. Somebody's behind you. He's going for the alley-oop. If they're drilling the long bomb, somebody's behind you. Get your head in a swivel. If the attack is coming into our zone and you only see four jerseys out there from the other team, you're missing a fifth. You know where he's coming? He's coming late into the slot. And that's the one thing that's making me a little irritated is I want the heads on a swivel better. How's that for a little Jared tirade?
I mean, in all fairness,
I really don't get into it.
But that's been your rant for 20 years now, according to you. I mean, I was hoping for a new rant. I get the 20-year-old rant.
But did you notice he was watching, listening the whole time? He wasn't fiddling with his phone. He wasn't with his headset. He wasn't looking at his little TV he has here. He was actually listening.
Well,
the people are going to say, no, he wasn't.
No, the people know me around here that I do listen. Crispy, last one before we get you out of here tonight. What do we know about these Dallas Stars? What do we know about tonight's game?
Dallas Stars are ready to get back in the hunt. They've had a couple of off seasons. They brought in Hitchcock again, who's a darn good coach. He knows this team. He knows what it is. Anytime we play Hitchcock, he's got them going. And Dallas has a brand new, well, I shouldn't say new goalie, but it's a new one to them, Bishop, who can play. And they still have two of the best players forwards, Sagan and Jamie Benn, and Klingberg, the big defenseman. This team's dangerous. They're dangerous, so we better be ready for them.
Plus,
they don't like us to begin with. We don't like them.
Yeah.
Can I say that they have Mark Methot, the defenseman from Calgary or from Ottawa, who when they put him out there and Vegas took Mark Methot, I was begging every day for the Predators to go trade for Mark Methot. I love him.
You know what? Me thought the same thing.
Hey! Terry Crisp, ladies and gentlemen.
I can't believe that, is he, Gene?
Crispy, good to see you, as
good
always.
Good to be back.
Glad to have you back.
We'll catch you intermissions and post-game, pre-game, Fox Sports Tennessee. It's Jared and the GM live from Bridgestone Arena on ESPN 102.5 The Game.